Have you ever wondered what happens after you flush the toilet? Or why the streets don't flood when it rains for 40 days and 40 nights? Or what it takes to pave a road? Or why you can't pour chemicals into a storm drain? We are Public Works, and we're here to serve you. Let's take a tour. Every day, 114 miles of intricate underground sewer lines collect our city's wastewater. These sewer lines deliver the wastewater to six different lift stations. The lift stations pump the raw waste out of the city and deliver it to a treatment facility in Renton, where it must be sanitized before it can be released into the lake. The Public Works wastewater crew accesses this system through a series of manholes, and there are 2,910 of them. We all know it can rain and rain and rain here in the Pacific Northwest, sometimes for 40 days and 40 nights. All of that water has to be drained off the city streets and into catch basins, which divert the stormwater back into the lake. Yes, water that goes into the stormwater system is released directly into our beautiful Lake Washington. That's why it's so important never to pour any hazardous, non-biodegradable substances down the storm drain. Yes, like detergent to wash your car, or motor oil, or anything you don't want swimming around in the lake. The stormwater crew maintains nearly 8,000 catch basins throughout the city, along with 141 miles of pipe, plus ponds and detention systems, and vaults and tanks, all of which are designed to keep water off the streets and flowing happily back toward the lake. To make sure the storm runoff is safely transported, we've added a new video truck which actually allows our crew to see what's really going on underground. Of course, all kinds of debris can get washed into the drainage system too, which means it must be hauled away regularly. We even have a special truck to vacuum out all that debris and keep the system working. Our drinking water is purchased from Seattle Public Utilities, but Kirkland's Water Division operates and maintains the city's water system that delivers drinking water to your faucet. Water travels through a maze of 168 miles of main lines, so it's ready the minute you turn on your faucet. The Water Division has a lot of work to do maintaining reservoirs, pump stations, hydrants, valves, and main lines to make sure you have the water you need. The water crew and the meter reader actually have to follow a regular schedule to record meter readings on homes, schools, and businesses. That's 11,317 meters. And that's why it's so important that we all carefully comply with the ordinance that makes sure the crew has access to your meter. Of course, before anyone begins digging in the city, it's extremely important that we locate any existing underground structures. When you see those marks on the road, you know we've already been there marking existing structures to protect them. The city of Kirkland has more than 300 lane miles of streets, alleys, and roadways. If you stretch them out in a single straight line, the road would reach all the way to the border of Montana. Our street department maintains those streets and the traffic signs and signals that keep us all moving. As we drive along our city streets every day, we cause normal wear and tear to the road surfaces. Weather and other factors can also result in potholes and other obstacles in the streets. So in addition to regular maintenance, city crews often have to perform unscheduled or emergency repairs. Actually, paving a road involves a number of steps, and it's hard work. Hot asphalt temperatures can reach 350 degrees, just like an oven. Imagine that on a hot summer's day. Depending on the condition of the roadway, a street can either be overlaid or removed and rebuilt. Observation Drive is a roadway the city decided to reconstruct. First, the existing asphalt was removed and all identified root intrusion areas were corrected. Then, the roadway was pre-leveled with a Leighton box, a spreader box, using 5/8 rod. This was followed by a quick wetting with the water dog trailer to help settle and bind the base material. A vibratory roller was used to bring the grade to its final compaction. When this was completed, the limits of the roadway were painted out for the crew to follow. The paving machine was brought in to begin the asphalt placement process. After some initial handwork to begin, a 3-inch mat was laid and the edges were raked and tamped to seal and prevent deterioration of the road edge. Radiuses and driveway approaches were plate whacked before the roller begins the initial compaction process. After the mat was rolled and second rolled, it was allowed to cool before it was rolled 2 more times. This will bring the mat to its final compaction. By the way, the mat has to reach a temperature of 170 degrees before it can reach its final compaction. Later, a crew will come in and dress the edges with either topsoil, beauty bark, or 5/8 inch rock so that it blends seamlessly with the surrounding area. Berms to control drainage issues are installed and utilities are raised and patched. And voila, a brand new road is born. In addition to maintaining the roadways, the street department makes sure street lights and traffic signals are in working order and that traffic signs are maintained. In fact, we maintain 70 signals and 12,835 signs. And we take care of everything from right-of-way mowing to street sweeping to alley maintenance, tree right-of-way, medians, flashing crosswalk signals, street lights, sidewalks, potholes, grinding, shoulders, paths and trails, the parking garage, public parking, snow and ice control, and right-of-way maintenance and graffiti. The maintenance yard is home to all the parts and the raw materials we need to do our jobs and serves as the base for all field operations. Water, storm, and sewer parts are housed there, along with the rock, gravel, and sand we need for maintenance and construction. The fleet department maintains a fleet of 202 vehicles, 74 of which are dedicated to public works. Our department includes staff and a team of mechanics who keep all the city's vehicles clean, fueled, and properly maintained. Have you noticed all the traffic circles and medians that keep our public areas looking fresh and welcoming? Last year alone, more than 1,000 bulbs were planted at fire stations, city buildings, and our gateways. Our city boasts 80 miles of paths and trails, 3 pedestrian bridges, 70 medians, and more, all of which are maintained by a public works crew. In addition, the grounds crew and staff arborists look after more than 21,000 trees in our community, and they work hard to maintain our common areas for our residents and visitors. In response to the increasing problem of graffiti in our city, we have initiated a special anti-graffiti effort. In 2005, we received 3,313 service requests and identified and removed more than 8,000 graffiti tags, thanks to the efforts of city workers. The Maintenance Center is headquarters for the operations and maintenance work we do. Staff and crew are hard at work keeping city operations running smoothly. The Facilities Division takes care of the facilities and buildings we all need to do our jobs. That's more than 200,000 square feet of buildings and grounds. You've seen how our city maintains our quality of life, but we are a growing city, and we have a team of engineers on staff to help plan and monitor new construction in the city. The Development Engineering Group reviews permits and inspects the construction of water, sewer, storm drainage utilities, right-of-way improvements, and erosion control associated with the development of private property. New connections, reconnections, repairs to water, sewer, and storm drainage, and digging in the public right-of-way are all overseen by the Development Engineering Division. We have many construction projects currently underway or being planned for the city. Our team of project engineers oversees all the special projects that are designed to improve and enhance the quality of life in our city. Of course, all this work requires that we maintain accurate and detailed maps of our city. The Traffic Engineering Division includes a team of engineers who handle traffic issues in our community. The Neighborhood Traffic Control Team assists in guiding and calming traffic through our neighborhoods. The Downtown Parking Management Team makes sure our downtown is accessible. We currently offer 770 public parking stalls on the streets and in public lots. Transportation engineers are always busy reviewing new developments and how they will impact traffic flow pedestrian, and bicycle issues. In addition, they analyze the need for new signs, signals, and traffic timing. The city of Kirkland generated 33,000 tons of solid waste in 2005, all of which had to be transported to the landfill. We are always working hard to help educate our community about new ways to reduce waste and encourage recycling efforts. In 2005, Kirkland residents recycled more than 13,000 tons of materials at the curb and at special collection events. We'd like to keep that number growing, so we're always looking for new recycling options to keep our community green. Of course, our administrative staff and accountants keep things running smoothly and make sure your tax dollars are being properly spent. All in all, the Public Works Department is a team of 102 individuals working to serve nearly 46,000 Kirkland residents and the community we share. So the next time you see the street sweeper cleaning debris from the roadway, the street crew hot patching a road, the grounds crew pulling weeds to keep your city looking good, the water crew repairing a leaky meter or locating critical lines, the sewer crew monitoring a lift station, the stormwater crew cleaning out a catch basin, a city vehicle shiny and clean traveling to a job site. Wave and say hello. We're all here to make our beautiful city the best it can be.